Hey, my lovely people, welcome to another episode of Kel's Unfiltered. So I want to start off by, of course, giving a shout out to my girl Nizza for her beat that she lent to me to use. In the beginning of the show, you noticed probably a new beat or whatever, so that's hers. It's not, well, let's just put it like this. It's new to you guys if you haven't went on SoundCloud and checked her out like I told you. It's not new if you did what I told you and you went and checked out her beats on SoundCloud. I'm going to be putting like a new beat every week so you could hear her stuff if you don't know how to go to SoundCloud or whatever and you know, find it easier to hear her beats on here. So, of course, I want to always extend, you know, my gratitude to her. I love her so much. She's my little sweet pea. I also wanted to apologize for, you know, the delay in my episodes. It's just sometimes I be like really, really busy, and I know that's not an excuse. You know, there are other people who could, you know, manage their time better and find a way to fit in, you know, their things. But I literally have, like, so much going on, you know, these past 2-3 weeks. For those of you who know me, you know what, you know, has been going on. So, apology, you know, I hope you guys accept my apology. And I'm so sorry. I'm going to try my best to, you know, keep up with this and every week have a new episode for you. But if I can't every week, I definitely will have it every 2 weeks. That's... there, no more than 2 weeks you're gonna like have a new episode, but I'm really trying to do, you know, the whole every week thing. I also I guess I want to, you know, this episode, it's not gonna be a very long episode. I just you know, want to touch base about what's going on the GH front, WWE, the new J-Lo movie, TGIT for, you know, my ABC people who watch ABC, you know what TGIT is. It's coming back this week, so like I'm super excited for that. For those of you who don't know what TGIT is, that's Thank God It's Thursday. That's Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. Now, I don't watch all three of those shows, but I do watch How to Get Away with Murder. That's like, oh my, my favorite. And I was going through withdrawals, like the commercials that, like, I just was like counting down the days and stuff, you know. I was watching reruns. It's pretty bad, but the show is awesome. And if you have not checked out How to Get Away with Murder, you need to do that like ASAP. So TGIT is coming back this week. You know, I'm gonna touch on a couple things and then I'm gonna go to the main thing of the show. And a lot of people, like, when the new year comes, they make resolutions, like, their new year resolution, you know, lose weight, whatever. Me, I'm different. I wait till, like, the end of January, and I look at, you know, my life, how I've done so far in the new year, whatever, and, you know, what kind of habits I dropped from, you know, the year before coming into the new year, and then I work on goals that I want to accomplish for the year, or, you know, hopefully forever. So, I want to talk about some of my goals that I've been working on and stuff like that. So, I'll touch base on that at the end of the show. But, this past week was the Royal Rumble, the WWE Royal Rumble. And, a lot of people are mad at how it turned out. Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble. I wasn't mad that Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble. I was mad at how he won it. I was mad that Daniel Bryan was eliminated so early and Dolph Ziggler did not steal the show like he's supposed to. I mean, he steals the show. That's what he does. That's what he's known for. Like, they didn't give him too much exposure at the Rumble. I just don't like the way it overall came out. Like, they could have did a lot better. Like, I already knew Roman Reigns was going to win the Rumble. I said this from, like, to my husband. Like, I was like, from November. Like, you know Reigns is going to win the Rumble, right? And he's like, blah, 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 blah. I said it. I just wish it would have, like, you know, the last three or last four people would have been, like, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Daniel Bryan, and Dolph Ziggler. Like, bam, those four. Like, oh, my God. I know Roman Reigns is going to win, but kind of keep me guessing kind of thing, you know? Like, it was, like, Kane, Big Show, and Roman Reigns. Like, seriously? We know that Kane and Big Show are not going to win this. They're not going to headline WrestleMania. Seriously? So, I mean, I'm not mad that Roman Reigns won. I like Roman Reigns. He's one of my favorites. I just don't like how they made him win. That's my problem with the situation. I don't like the way Bray eliminated, like, 500 people, it feels like. And, like, I didn't like it. I'm pretty excited for the new pay-per-view. It's called Fastlane. And it's going, John Cena's going to verse Rusev. And for those of you who don't watch WWE, Rusev is, like, undefeated. You know, he has not been pinned or submitted yet. And I think John Cena's the man to do it. So, I'm pretty looking, like, that's one match I'm looking forward to. For WrestleMania, I've been hearing rumors Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler. I think that match will be, like, epic. I think that would be a really, really good match because both these men are just like, they don't quit. They're like the pillar of, like, they're the top of their game. They're the future of the WWE. Like, you know how they say Seth Rollins is the future? Yeah, well, Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan could be thrown in that category as well. Like, they are, you know, top caliber of their, I guess, of what they do. Like, they're good. They're that damn good. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I really want to see what they have in store for Dean Ambrose. I mean, he's a lunatic fringe. I love him. So, I want to see what they have in store for him. I'm kind of over the whole Daniel Bryan and Kane situation. So, like, I really hope they put it to rest on Thursday night SmackDown. By the way, SmackDown was moved from Friday nights to Thursday nights. If you have, you know, if you don't know, now you know. So, I'm hoping they put this to rest. Oh man, they're gonna have like a casket match. So, this whole Kane and Daniel Bryan could actually die already because it's like annoying me. So that's pretty much it on the WWE front. As far as GH, General Hospital, my GH lovers, Jason is slowly but surely getting his memory back, even though Helena's like have him under that conditioning or whatever. So I'm hoping that he gets his memory back soon because like this storyline's kind of annoying me too. The fake Luke, Fluke, as they call him, he's about, like, everybody in the soap opera basically knows, like, he's fake, except the main people, like, his daughter and Tracy and them, but everybody else knows, Dante knows and stuff, and that's about to blow up real soon, so I want to see how that plays out. I really like Sam and Patrick together. They are a really cute couple. I love their on-screen chemistry. It makes me wonder if they have, like, off-screen, because they're, like the chemistry is, like, really good. So, I really like that story. I wonder how that's going to play out with, like, you know, Jason coming back or whatever. I hope they keep Sam and Patrick together for a little bit. I would like to see the new Jason with Elizabeth. See how that plays out. Sonny and Julian, they're, like, you know, teaming up with each other to break out of prison, and I guess Franco caught wind of it, and now he wants to like join in with them. So basically, they're going to be breaking out of prison because they know about the fake Luke, and you know, he threatened to hurt Lucas and Michael. So, yeah, that's like basically, I don't know what's gonna happen there. I don't like this fake Luke. He kind of creeps me out. And I'm just hoping that Sunny actually is, like, gangsta and, like, shoots him and kills him or something. Because have you ever noticed Sunny's, like, he's supposed to be, like, this big mob boss. But, like, he don't be killing nobody. Like, I think of all the years I watched General Hospital, these past 2 weeks I've seen him kill the most people, which is in the, you know, in the yard, in the jail yard or whatever, when he fought with them and he stabbed a couple of them real quick. I never seen Sonny, like, kill anybody. Like, straight, you know, be a cold-blooded kid. Well, other than, you know, AJ. And a few others, a couple, you know, or, you know, over the years or whatever. But, like, Sonny is, I don't know, he's just not gangster to me. So, hopefully, his gangster genes come in and he kills the fake Luke or whatever. So, yeah. Over this past weekend, I went to go see the new J-Lo movie, which is The Boy Next, it's called The Boy Next Door. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't, honestly speaking, I didn't think it was going to be that good. I thought it was going to be, like, kind of corny or whatever. Like, because, I don't know, I mean, whatever. But, I find myself enjoying the movie. I thought it was really good. Her co-star wasn't too bad to look at either. Like, there's rumors going on that they're together in real life. So, you go, J-Lo, if that is true. I just have to say that is, you know, it's a good move. He's hot. He's really hot. And you go, boy, for catching J-Lo. I mean, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. So, I mean, there's, like, you know, no bad in either way. But it was a pretty good movie. I thought J-Lo played her role really good. And I loved her co-star because his role was, like, to be crazy, stalker kind of guy. And I think he played his role really well because he kind of creeped me out. But it was just weird because I was like, oh my god, he's so hot. Like, how is he crazy like this? And he played his role. Like, he did really, really good. Like, I thought the movie, you know, I heard it was, like, low budgeted and, you know, it was filmed in a certain amount of time and they only had X amount of money. They did really good for it. So, you go J-Lo. And that theater was pretty packed for that particular movie. So, I mean, I don't know how much exactly she made, but for the movie, the theater was packed. Another show, actually, that is ending, it's called Parenthood. It's one of my favorite shows. You could actually catch up with all the seasons on Netflix. It's on the final season. It's, like, 2 or 3 episodes away. I'm a little backed up on it, and, so I can't give you spoiler alerts there, but what I can say from the last episode I've seen, I really think that for the people who do watch Zeke, which is the dad in the show, I think he's gonna die. And it's really sad because that's kind of like, you know, boo-hoo. Like, well, I don't know. So I don't know. I really hope he doesn't die. Like, I hope it's a happy ending. Like, they end the season, like, happily or whatever. But, you know, let's be honest. In real life, he probably would die. So, they probably, you know, need to stick to, you know, what would happen in real life is what I'm saying. I guess, that's pretty much it. Like, on the entertainment front. So, let's get into my goals. So, I have really made 5 goals. And I'm going to talk about each of them, like, you know, with you guys and whatever. I am not a smoker. Like, I don't smoke on an everyday basis. I'm like a social smoker. Like, if I'm drinking, I like to have, like, a cigarette. So, one of my goals is to completely quit smoking. Like, I don't ever want to touch a cigarette for the rest of my life. I have not touched a cigarette in the year of 2015. And, you know, we're almost in February, so I think that's pretty good. I'll keep you guys posted on how this is working out for me. I usually, like, smoking cigarettes, I used to be a heavy smoker. I used to smoke, like, every day. Then I went to, like, every week, and then, you know, once a month, and then, you know, then I'll smoke for a couple months, and then I won't smoke for a couple months, and then, like, it's an on and off thing with me. So I want to make it where I could be like, oh, I have not touched a cigarette in, like, 2 years, you know what I'm saying? So quitting smoking, like, completely is my main goal. Like, I mean, honestly speaking, I haven't smoked anything since 2015. So I haven't smoked weed, I haven't smoked a Black Mild, I haven't smoked a cigar, a cigarette, cherry tip, like, nothing. I haven't smoked anything. Crack, whatever. No, I'm kidding. I never smoked crack, so I was kidding about the whole crack situation. So I haven't smoked anything, and I want to keep it that way, and that's my goal, you know, my goal for this year and for the rest of my life. I don't want to ever smoke again. I think cigarettes kind of stink, so that's another thing that, like, turns me off with them. And I don't want to stink. I like to smell good. So I keep that in mind whenever I be like, oh, I'm stressed and I want to go smoke a bogey. Like, the past couple weeks, I wanted to smoke a cigarette so bad. And then, like, here I am now. And I'm just like, well, that happened. And I didn't smoke. So, and I'm still living. So, hey. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to smoke. Something I wanted to, also do is spend more time with my kids. Like, I spend time with my kids, you know. I watch a movie with them, like, every weekend. We go to, you know, the Netflix, and we pick a movie, and we sit down, we watch it, eat popcorn, talk about the movie, you know. I do homework with my kid. My youngest, you know, I sit down and write his name with him. Like, I always spend time with them, but I want to start spending, like, individual time with them, talk to them, you know. I can tell you what my kids' favorite colors are, you know, and what their favorite current cartoons are and stuff like that, but I want to know my kids on a deeper level. I know they're little, but they're very articulate children, and I would like to, you know, have a conversation with them and sit there and converse with my kids and, you know, see what the heck is going on in their brain, basically. You know what I'm saying? So I want to spend more time with my children. Like, I spend time with them, but I want to spend even more time with them. Something I started doing in the last 2 weeks, and I want to continue doing, is go to church. That's another goal for this year. I want to go to church and grow spiritually, you know. I feel like church is one of my coping mechanisms, and I realized it as I've been going for the past 2 weeks, and, you know, I've gotten spiritually better. Like, it's kind of hard to explain if you're not a church person. You might not understand what I'm trying to say, but, like, my spirit, it just feels happier and, you know, more positive. And, you know, for a person like me, it's not easy to wake up and be happy-go-lucky. So going to church really helped me with that. And I want to continue doing that this year and for the rest of my life. You know, dedicating time to God. You know, whether it's go to church on every Sunday or every other Sunday. I want to try and do it every Sunday. I went for the past 2 Sundays. I'm going to try and go again this Sunday. But if I can't, you know, I want to make sure Sunday I only listen to gospel and, you know, try not to curse all Sunday. Which brings me to my next goal for this year, is work on my cursing. But before I get into that, I want to finish my church. Like, every day I at least dedicate 15 to 30 minutes of listening to gospel music, where I don't, because, like, I listen to rap and hip hop and, you know, pop and all that or whatever. But, you know, I want to give more time to God. So, like, going to church and giving more time to God, that's one of my goals, because he's done so much for me, you know. So it's the least I can do is, you know, give him a little bit of time. to, like, not be selfish. Stop being such a selfish, you know, person. My cursing. A couple people, okay, this is something I've been trying to work on, actually, you know, all year long. Like, since January 1st, this is something I really, really wanted to work on. It's my cursing, but, a lot of people be like, Kels, you know, I really like your podcast, you curse a lot, and just be like, what you want me to do about that? Like, that's who I am, I curse a lot, but this is what I'm trying to do. I want you guys to please work with me, because you gotta understand, I'm trying so hard not to curse, that when it came before, now I'm going to even try and implement this in my podcast. But before the podcast, like before this whole working on my cursing thing came into play, my podcast is like my journal. Like, I come in here and I just, you know, let loose and I talk about things. And it's just like, if a F word slips out, then my bad, or the B word or whatever. But this is my journal. So, like, it's like, I haven't cursed all week. I'm gonna let it out here. But I'm going to try, okay? Please work with me. I'm trying, you know, to even implement it on my show. Because I want to make it where if I curse, people be like, what? Did you say a curse word? Like, I never heard you curse. Like, the new people who meet me. Like, old people be like, that shit curses all the time. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm really, really, really trying super, super hard with my cursing. Like, it's so hard sometimes. Sometimes I don't even notice I'm doing it. But I know I've gotten better because, like, in the past, like, 2-3 weeks, mainly since I started going to church, so past 2 weeks, my husband be like, babe, you really, you know, cut down on your cursing. He just, like, he'll say out the blue, like, something like, you know, you don't, like, when you do curse, you don't even drop a F-bomb. You'll say something small like damn or shit or something like that. So, I'm really trying on my cursing. I don't want to curse. Like, I want to, instead of saying, you know, a bad word, you know, replace it with a big word. So, I could be like, yeah, I sound super smart, chick. But, you know what I'm trying to say? So, these are my goals. I'm going to let you know every month, like a check-in, like I'll do like a check-in section with my podcast, like checking in my goals. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Yeah, so my quit smoking goal, that's been doing good. You know, I haven't smoked in da-da-da time. And my cursing goal, that's doing better. You know, I'll let you guys know. Spending time with my children, yeah, I almost threw one of them out the window the other day, but I'm still spending time with them, you know, kind of thing. Like, yeah. So, these are my goals. I have one more goal, and this goal is super, super important to me, which will open the door to my, episode for next week. And that goal is working on my mental health. This is very important to me. A lot of people don't take mental health as seriously as they should. They, you know, put it as an excuse or say something negative about it. And I want to shine light on this. This is a very important topic to me. If you're one of those people who talk crap about people with mental health or whatever, this is right here. This is an eye-opener to everybody you see. You don't know what they're struggling with on the inside. So don't judge nobody. You can't judge a book by its cover. I mean, you don't know if that person, you know, what they have mentally going on in their brain. So, this is something that's very important to me. And this is a goal that I'm really trying so hard on. I mean, I started working on this particular goal before this year even started. I'd say back in November, I've been trying to work on my mental health. And what I mean by that is going to like therapy and, you know, finding coping mechanisms for the thoughts that are in my brain, you know, things like that. So working on my mental health is a very big goal that I have in recognizing, you know, my mental health issues and admitting it and getting the help I need for it. So this is one goal that's very important to me, and I will definitely check in with you about it. And I'm actually going to be talking about mental health on next week's episode. So, stay tuned for that. That's pretty much it on this front for today. I told you guys it was going to be a short episode. I just want to, you know, put something out there real quick. You know, talk to you. Give you something, you know, listen to. I don't know if you listen to me at work, if you listen to me at home, while you're chilling, kick back, relax, and let me go listen to Kells Unfiltered. Have a quick laugh. Next week episode is going to be serious. It's, you know, I'm not going to make it so serious to the point that, I mean, you'll find a laugh here and there, but mental health is a very big thing to me, and I would like to shed more light on it. So I hope you guys listen next week, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. And I want to thank all my listeners who support me and subscribe to my podcast, who subscribe to my YouTube, who go on Facebook and like my page, who repost my things that I post. You know, basically supporting me and supporting the cause. Thank you. Because without you, I wouldn't have my show and I wouldn't make it because, you know, I got my, you know, I like to say my my friends and family. I don't like to call you guys fans because you're not fans. You're my friends and my family. Even if I don't know you, you're still my friend. You're my family. And, you know, they'd be like, Hells, like, where's the podcast? What's going on? And I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so busy. I got you. I got you this week. I got you. And, you know, so thank you. Thank you for supporting me. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you on the flip side.